Oklahoma approves a $950 million plan to improve county roads and bridges, and the city of Norman begins debris cleanup from last weekend's storms. Details ahead on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm McDaniels. The Oklahoma Transportation Commission approved plans to upgrade more than 800 miles of county roadways over the next 5 years. Sabrina Thaller has details.
Oklahoma's County Improvements for Roads and Bridges, or CIRB program, will spend $950 million between fiscal years 2027 and 2031 to replace and rehabilitate roadways in every county. The plan includes more than 230 bridges. Oklahoma Transportation Secretary Tim Gatz says the investments will, quote, improve safety, enhance mobility, and strengthen county road and bridge infrastructure for generations to come. The CIRB program supports roadways under county rather than state jurisdiction. The new five-year plan, approved this week, will pave roads, make repairs, and entirely reconstruct some bridges and road segments. I'm Sabrina Thaller.
The city of Norman continues to recover after severe storms caused widespread damage across the city. Officials say all traffic signals are working again and several major roads have reopened. Free curbside debris collection begins Thursday morning. The city asks residents to separate tree limbs from construction debris. Cleanup will move across the city from west to east and is expected to take 4 to 5 weeks. You can find more information at normanok.gov. Also, the city of Norman administered oaths of office to four city council members on Tuesday evening. KGOU's Hannah France reports half were newcomers to their seats.
I declare you all duly sworn and seated to the office of council member for the city of Norman.
J.C. Deck and Kyle Steele were sworn in as the new city council members for Ward 2 and Ward 6, respectively. In February, Deck won her race against Russell Rice and Stephanie Adams to replace incumbent Matthew Peacock, who did not seek re-election. Steele unseated Joshua Hinkle. Incumbent Ward 4 and Ward 8 council members Helen Grant and Scott Dixon also took the oath of office. Mayor Steven Tyler Holman spoke of the new makeup of the council.
There are 9 of us sitting up here. And almost all of us are brand new to this council since just 1 year ago when I took the oath of office to become mayor.
The new council will meet for its first full meeting next Tuesday. I'm Hannah France.
Trump accounts officially went live over the holiday weekend. Some Oklahoma parents are already seeing their child's funds grow with the help of an initial federal investment. But as Lionel Ramos reports, they're still waiting for the state's contribution lawmakers promised earlier this year.
Trump accounts are meant to help Americans start investing in the American dream from day one. So the federal government is giving $1,000 to people who open accounts for their newborn children. This year, Oklahoma lawmakers promised an additional $250 contribution via House Bill 4079 for those who sign up. Laura Blueball is the spokesperson for the state treasurer's office. She says Oklahomans who are wondering about that money should hang tight.
We're definitely aware, and we have processes in place to get everything set up as far as that distribution. And then we're also working on a form.
She says the state and federal treasuries are working together to build that form, which should be available sometime in early 2027. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.